Today we have one of those rare instances where Jesus tells a parable and then they don't understand it enough, so he sits there and he explains it to them. And so I don't want to talk about his explanations or what he said, but if you remember, he talked about the seeds being sown in different soils, and if it's in good soil, it'll grow. What I want to talk about is one seed and one soil. I want to talk about Kobe Bryant. Died on Sunday in a helicopter crash along with his 13-year-old daughter. Kobe has 4 children. His oldest, Natalia, is 17. His youngest, Capri, 7 months old. And why I want to talk about Kobe Bryant is because, not because he died, at 41 years old, not because he was a superstar basketball star, but because I never knew it, he was a devout Catholic. And he was a Catholic person that felt his faith. And in fact, the morning that he died, he went to Mass on Sunday with his daughter. Kobe Bryant was not just a basketball player, he was like a superstar basketball player. People mentioned his name with 2 others, LeBron James, who's still playing, and Michael Jordan, as being like the 3 most important people. I bet you if you named those 3 people anywhere in the world, people would probably know who they are. And as we know, people that become superstars in anything often don't become very good role models, because they often are made and given a lot of money when they're young. They can often do something that nobody else can do, so they think highly of themselves, and they get into a mess, and then we hear all about how bad they are and what they do. So one time that we hear of somebody who had everything and still gave it to God and realized the importance of God, we need to talk about it, because that's a seed that fell into good soil and soil that got nurtured. Kobe Bryant wasn't always that good like everyone else. When he was 25, he did something really bad, and he got arrested, and he was going to go to jail, and his whole career would be over. He was really worried about that. And what he did was, he went, because he was raised Catholic as a child, his whole family, he went and talked to a priest, something a lot of people don't do when they're in trouble. And he went and talked to a priest, and the priest was kind of sounded matter of fact to him. And Kobe told this story about 4 years ago. He said that, "I went to the priest," and the priest says, "Well, did you do it?" And Kobe said, "Of course not." And then he said, "Well, do you have a good lawyer?" And Kobe said, "Yeah, I got one of the best lawyers." Then the priest said, "Well, then just give it to God. Don't worry about it, because it's no longer in your hands." And so Kobe said from that moment forward, he reorientated his life around God and started to realize that even though he was a superstar and making millions of dollars, that still wasn't the most important thing in his life, what he realized in everyone's life from what he did. Kobe's life after that still wasn't great. He had him and his wife still fought, he said, like regular married couples do, and he almost got a divorce. But then they rededicated themselves to each other and they stayed married. And they also then turned their energies to other things. They developed an organization for the homeless, because he really felt bad for homeless people. He said this about them. He said, "My career is winding down. At the end of my career, I don't want to look back and say, well, I had a successful career because I won many championships and scored many points. There's something else that you have to do with that." The homeless issue is the one that kind of gets pushed to the back burner, because it's easy to point and blame the homeless and say, "You made bad decisions. This is where you are. It's your fault." In life, we make mistakes and stand back and allow someone to live the kind of life that we want, and then we washed our hands of it. And he said, "That's not right." I bring it up because, again, to me, this was somebody who, we have so few role models of people that are really successful and seem to have it all, but recognize that God is still important to them. But it also said something else to me. It sold to me that, number one, when you grow up Catholic like you are, and a Catholic school that you're in, it's like getting a blood transfusion of God, okay? He's always in you. You're always Catholic. And sometime you, I don't know what your life's gonna hold for you. He's 41 years old, he was going to a birthday party, I think, and he died in a helicopter. We don't know a helicopter crash. We don't know what God has in store for us. We don't know what he has in store for us tomorrow. But what we do know is that he made us and he created us for who he wants us to be and wants us to live the life that we want to be. And that's something that no matter what happens in your life, that's something that you can always look back and say, God, am I doing what you want me to do? Because then you'll be happy. And secondly, because you're infused with the Catholic faith, we're all part of something. So that whatever happens in your life, no matter how bad it is, you can talk to a priest. You can go and talk to a priest. You can come back to Catholic Church. You can come back here and talk to God. You'll never lose that. I mean, here was somebody who his whole life was going to be destroyed, and he turned to God. He didn't just turn to his lawyers. He didn't just deny that it happened. He took responsibility for what happened. That says something about who you are as well. You can't run from God. You can't hide from God. And you can't hide from us as a Catholic Church. You're forever going to be Catholic. You're forever going to be with us. And I just want you to know that forever you can talk to a priest about anything. There's nothing that bad you can do to remove yourself from God. And there's nothing that bad that you can remove yourself from talking to one of us as well. So I just want you to think a little bit about where you're going in your lives, the challenges that you have, the things that are hard for you. And it may seem that it's really hard for you. Maybe your life is kind of mixed up. But God's there for you, and we're all here for you as well. One of the things that's good about Catholic Schools Week is we really feel a part of something. And this is home. This is your home forever. And listening to what happened to Kobe Bryant and listening to how he found his home made me think about how I wish the same for every one of you.